been a very nice day here, and we are a week past harvest, and I'm sitting in the tasting room with Don Wallace here, and another harvest has started, but all the work has started for the winemaking team, but you and I get to drink wine together again, so let's direct ourselves to the positive here.
Yes, it's good to be the senior leaders of this industry.
Well, I would consider myself on the bottom of that, but I appreciate being with you, sir. This is my first indoctrination to your Great Pinot Noir. It's a very small lot, and you've said before that you wanted to do a little bit of it, or other people in your winery wanted to do a little bit of Pinot, so you're doing it.
Yeah, basically, there's times in our lives when we like to drink Pinot, and we don't make it. It's not commercially available. It's something we sell out of the tasting room, and we just do it because it's fun, and to keep our hands in it in case, you know, global warming works in reverse.
This area really is known for Pinot, so people in your position might run into a vineyard that has some amazing grapes, and you go, that answers the menu.
That's totally the deal.
So tell us about this. This is a 21 vintage.
Yeah, it's a Russian River Appellation. It's, like I said before, it's one of the very few wines that we make from the Russian River, the Fumé Blanc, a little bit of the Heritage Zin, and this wine come from the Russian River Appellation. Everything else is pretty much Dry Creek, except for, oh, there is one other one, the Chenin Blanc as well, yeah.
Well, I think that this might fit the holidays menu in a couple different fashions.
Thanks, Doc. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, folks, we have quite a few red wines to get here with new vintages on a lot of these wines, and this Pinot is beautiful.